Hey everyone, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Teach Better Today morning show, where we get to be live every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern to welcome you into your day, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. I'm very, very excited for all of you to connect again, once again, with Carly Spina. If you have not connected with Carly and this is your first time, then I truly could not be more excited for you. This is going to be a really amazing connection. I consider Carly a great friend, and she has such an amazing insight in an area that I personally know I'm constantly looking for resources for. So we'll be right back. As a reminder, if you're listening on Teach Better Talk podcast, don't forget to screenshot that you are listening and tag us on whatever social media platform you're most connected to, because we love to see you listening and watching the show. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to Teach Better Today morning show. Carly Spina in the house. How are you, friend?
I am so good. I'm so excited to be on here with you this morning. I feel like it's good to like hang out and like see all of our friends that are here. So this is wonderful. I'm so excited.
So good. If you are listening in the comments live, don't forget to say hello, tell us where you're listening from. Carly, I don't know how, I know I said this to you before we went live, and I just need to say it again. I don't know how to express to you how nice it is to get some Carly Spina time with you wearing pink. It's just necessary. We need this in the world. I'm so glad that you showed up authentically as yourself with the bright color that you are.
Thank you. I always have to wear my pink in some type of way. But I have to say, I have been having to wear strict like gym shoes for the past month or so. And it has changed my wardrobe a little bit. And I'm like, I need to hold on to my bright colors here.
Yeah, I mean, you're a bright colors heel queen. I love the like you essentially, and I mean this in like a phenomenal way, but you're like the opposite of me style-wise in every shape. Like I am just starting to wear color and I'm like, dipping my toe in that realm versus you are like, okay, how can I get all the bright colors on me at one time with fabulous heels? So my mantra this year has been like, try and be like Carly Spears. But tell me what, where are the heels gone? Do you at least have like cool sneakers that you're wearing? Have you invested in that like realm?
I've got nothing cool. It's like old beat up sneakers. And I will say, like, I am begrudgingly, like, it is working. I've just had awful like tailbone pain and hip pain. So my
Yeah.
chiropractor's like, listen, you gotta press pause on those, on all your fun shoes and stuff. And just so it has been a struggle, but it's okay. I'm holding on and I'm following the rules.
Carly, I feel like I need to either send you some of my pairs of sneakers or get on Amazon because I have some really obnoxious, fun colored sneakers. That was actually my first like step in the color realm. Now I'm painting my nails. It's a big deal. But let me tell you, Carly, maybe we need to do some shopping. I don't
Yes.
know.
I think, you know what, shoe shopping is like my superpower, my secret superpower. So I think that sounds like a great thing to, especially like to do on this Friday, like end of the month.
Yeah, Carly, this show is all about hard-hitting educational content and supporting our community. I think the first challenge, 4 minutes in to us welcoming everybody into an incredible day ahead, is that we have to have everybody figure out how to wear some bright colors today. Like, I'm gonna go change. I'm in white and green. This is not enough. I'm gonna go throw on like my pink sweater that I only wear on Valentine's Day, and we are just gonna cheer on the Carly Spina lifestyle. I love this.
I love that. I'm totally influenced by color. Totally influenced by color. If I see bright colors, I am energized instantly. So if any of y'all are like me, like let's hold on to our bright colors all winter long.
I love this. I love this. Friends, I am so sorry. Before we get too far in, I do want to have Carly introduce herself. I will say that I could do a pretty good Carly introduction. So before you go, Carly, I'm going to completely interrupt you and monopolize your introduction. Carly Spina is an incredibly kind educator you all need to connect with. Her expertise is being an advocate for all students. She supports so many different realms of kiddos, especially those that are English language learners. This girl is full of resources that general education teachers are going to love hearing, and this cannot be your only time connecting with her. She's a Teach Better ambassador, but above all, she's an incredible educator. So I just love that you're on the show. Carly, I don't know what I missed besides that you're working for a nonprofit right now doing incredible work. So like, what did I miss? Tell me all the things.
I mean, I think you hit it. Like, that's really just my jam, my passion, my drive. All my energy comes from like really looking at ways for all of us to serve and support multilingual students and families and programming with like, again, like with tools that we can use now, like little nuggets of like mindset shifts, like small shifts that have big impact. And, you know, and sometimes I think as educators, like we get a little intimidated. Like if I don't have like an endorsement in a certain area, like on my teaching certificate, I'm like, look, I don't know, that's not my thing. I don't know what to do. But like, there are things all of us can do. We don't have to like have a special certificate. Like, we can all do this work and we can all equip ourselves with some great tools and we can do this.
I think it's so great because Carly, while I know you love the fun and the colors and all this, you are so rooted in data supported practices. You love studying students. You love finding the right fit for everyone's individual needs versus just, you know, like many of us, when we have students that we're trying to support, we just like kind of throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. So tell me a little bit, I know we're like kind of jumping ahead a bit, but tell me about how you got into this space being such a focus for you, because you have truly become such a resource for students and teachers finding ways to best communicate with one another and support the growth and learning happening in school. So where did that come from?
So I grew up in like on the north side of Chicago, and everyone in my neighborhood, it was just like a very linguistically rich neighborhood. And so we just always like heard, we were always around languages. And then for my own personal family, like I think many families in the US, our own family, like we had generational language loss, like across generations. And I think again, like, right, that happens to a lot of us. And so we were like my grandparents, my great grandparents, they were told not to pass down any language skills other than English. And so again, now we're completely cut off from that. We don't have that. And so I was just kind of aware of it growing up, and it was just always a part of life. And then like, as I grew, like, and, you know, attended high school and college, I was able to take language classes, like, again, like out of a privilege, really not out of a necessity to survive or navigate life. And so doing that really helped me just kind of understand who I am as a languager and who other people around me are as languagers, and really see how language connects us. Like, it's, you know, I think sometimes we hear the phrase like language barrier, and it's a phrase that like it kind of makes me a little itchy, because I think for so long it has always been posed as something like that implies a struggle to overcome. Like languages are a barrier to overcome, instead of saying, no, languages are a part of who we all are. And so as I got into education, that was my first thing out of college, as I was an EL teacher. And like, I just never have left this field, because there's so much power and richness in elevating our languages and exploring like even who we are as languagers, like who play with language. Like, think of all the puns. Like, I always think, like, all the puns we have, like, we're always playing with language. Our young people are always playing with language too. Like, I learn all kinds of slang all the time from my own kids at home. They're always playing with language.
Oh my gosh. If you're listening right now, I would love for you to put a 2023 slang in the chat, because this is my constant like joke with our two youngest, is like, what does that word mean? Like, did you make that up, or is that like colloquially accepted right now? Like, what happened to just like, what's up? Like that's slang in my world, but I like can't even keep up now.
I love it. That's one of my favorite things to do. Like when I'm in a workshop, especially with like middle school educators or high school educators, I always start off with like, can we celebrate the linguistic creativity and the linguistic playfulness of our young people? Cause it is so cool. It's the best. So I love seeing these in the comments.
So I have to tell you, Curly, I have to ask a question that I know many, many people are already going to be thinking at this point in our time together is, well, Carly, if you're passionate about this, you must speak 25 different languages and you easily can jump between those languages. And I am so honored that you can do that, but I don't have that skill. I don't know any other languages. Like I'm trying to think, there's no way you have this passion and aren't fluent in like 25 different areas. So is that true?
So I'm so glad you asked this because I think that's like one of the misconceptions. Like a lot of people will say like, oh, you're an EL teacher or you're a multilingual teacher. That means you are multilingual and you speak, you know, Korean, Mongolian, Russian, like all of the, like, no. So I speak English and I speak Spanish, but like my language skills are just always in constant fluctuation. When I was a bilingual classroom teacher, like a third grade bilingual classroom teacher, our day, like our, when we moved into like a dual language model, our goal was biliteracy for students. And so my Spanish language skills were super strong during those years. And I would dream in Spanish and like, it was beautiful and so cool. And then when I moved into instructional coaching and now my role at the nonprofit, my Spanish language skills are in constant fluctuation. But you know what? So are my English. My English language skills are always in constant fluctuation too.
Amen. Yes, me, myself as well. And Carly, I thought of you last week. I was in a building in Illinois. I know we're both in Illinois. And it was a second and third grade building. So it was like elementary, but only two grade levels. And I was specifically observing the second grade teachers and there was six of them. So like that felt like a good chunk. Yeah. They were all planning together and they were all teaching math when I was there. So essentially as I popped into these classrooms, I was seeing essentially the same lesson plan being implemented by the teacher, but two of the six classrooms were full Spanish speaker classrooms. I still can't stop talking about, like, it was the coolest thing because I'd pop into one classroom, they'd be speaking English, doing like really rich dynamic lesson planning. And then you'd go one room over and it was this equally incredible teacher, fully speaking Spanish. I don't speak any Spanish. It was the coolest PD. Like I loved it.
That's amazing. It's amazing. And I think that's so cool about like dual language teachers, EL teachers, bilingual teachers, like we're doing all of the content all of the time, right? We're doing the math and the science and the social studies. We're doing all the content, but we're also doing the languaging, right? Like, so it's like a 2-for-1 special and it is glorious.
And I loved it because specifically the way that these teachers planned, which again, I cannot wait to go back to this school. The English teachers that were teaching math were like talking through students and all this. And they'd be like, do we know that word in Spanish? And they would like recite it. And then the same thing was happening in the Spanish classroom where they would be talking, what's that word in English? And they were doing like adding and subtracting multi-digit numbers. I'm like, oh my God, this is like, I was there to do the PD, but I was actually there learning for sure. There was, I don't know that I provided any value because my mouth was on the floor the whole time.
That's incredible. And see, and I love those like moments where we can just bring in, like just invite in the language, right? The heritage language, even if we don't have, right, that language skill as instructors, I might say like, how do you say this in Ukrainian? And like, let's get that captured and like, let's hold it up because like, it's equally as valuable and important, right, to what we're doing when we can have those languages side by side. I think that's so cool and beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. I love that reminder too, as teachers, that we can actually ask those questions and maybe not know the answer and work with the students to find the answer. Because as a teacher, I know I had a French student come in that was so fun to play with language with that child. And then I know, you know, even in schools where my own kids go, they're like, oh, we just got a new student from Ukraine or from Russia or from Brazil. And how nice is it to just nicely incorporate these fun opportunities for learning. I love this focus. So Carly, what I'd like to do is we're going to transition to our team talk, and I would love to have us get into some of the resources that a general education teacher, a teacher listening, maybe even a principal could say, okay, fine. I love language too. You convinced me, Carly Spina. What exists for us to take a step into being better in this area and share some tools with them? Does that sound good?
That sounds awesome. I'm ready.
All right. We'll be right back. We are continuing our conversation here on the Teach Better Today morning show. We appreciate you making this a part of your morning routine and being so active in the comments. If you have a few moments, we would love to have you subscribe to the Teach Better team over on YouTube. And one of my favorites is go over to wherever you listen to podcasts, head over to Teach Better Talk and write us a quick review. I suggest giving Carly Spina a specific shout out in your review because I know that this has already been such a rich conversation. Carly, we had kind of kicked off the discussion of wanting to see if there were tools and resources for teachers to lean on to begin to incorporate more. I loved how you phrased this earlier, like the fun of incorporating language into their classrooms. Can you speak to that a little bit more?
Yes, yes. I mean, honestly, there's just so many different little moves that have such a big impact. And again, if you are an educator or a leader who feels like, well, I don't even know like how to begin this type of work or like, where do I even start? I would start by like just having an open dialogue with your students, no matter if you teach like first grade or 11th grade, right? Like any grade at all. This could be a 5-minute conversation. It could be a full hour conversation. Choose your own adventure, but have everybody just kind of share out like, what are the languages that exist in their lives? And you might ask students like, you know, do you have language skills, either like that you can just listen and speak in, or that you can like read in or write in, anything at all. And then just start to capture those like on a list, like put it like on a, either like a little handout size thing or a big old poster, and just collect the languages that are like are present in our lives. And then you could even take it a step further and ask about like, what about your family members? What about your neighbors? What about, you know, your friends? What about in your house of faith? Like, and just get it all captured and collected. And then like, now you have this beautiful like image with all these languages represented. And I want you to hang it up, but I don't want you to hang it in your classroom. I want you to hang it outside your classroom door. And the purpose of this is so that everybody who walks by your space sees that you are all bragging about all of the linguistic assets that are in your space. And like, that is a cool, and if you're like a secondary teacher, maybe you do this with one period or an advisory period, maybe you do it with all of your blocks, but this is just a cool way to start like building awareness, like for ourselves and for each other, of like, what languages do we have thriving right now?
I love that you can do that with any subject area, like a science teacher, a math teacher. I think some of us lean on our English teachers or our foreign language teachers to create that culture. And it's so interesting. You just said it could be a 5-minute discussion or a 45-minute discussion. That opens it up for any teacher anytime next week to be able to say, okay, this is my bell ringer. Like, I'm going to do this really quick. And I love that you also opened it up from, it's not only in my household, it's not only with my grandparents, but neighbors, because in my immediate world, I mean, I know what my family spoke. We had 2 languages in my household, and that didn't really change once it got into my other generations. But now, even sitting in my office right now, looking side to side, our neighbors speak different languages that I don't know anything about. I know that my kids have different languages in their school I know nothing about. Now you're really opening that global community.
Yes, yes. And I think a lot of powerful things start to happen when we have like just that, like, number one, that recognition and that awareness, right? Like, if I'm a teacher and I put that outside my classroom door, and maybe some other folks in my hallway also start to do that because they're like, hey, what is that? And you're like, oh, we just did this thing, you know, it just took a few minutes. But now everybody's bragging about our languages. And now, again, it's making that shift, right? This is not like, it's not a barrier. Like, this is a cool thing. And we all have, like, this is alive and present in our community. And then anytime you have like a guest that comes in to the school, or like if you open up your doors for like parent-teacher conferences or a family literacy night or anything like that, now all these guests are walking through the halls seeing how we are elevating our languages and we're proud of our languages. And like, this is just a very natural, beautiful part of who we are at the school.
What I like about this, Carly, as well, is the reminder that it then provides far beyond the activity. I think most of the time, educators don't do things that are great for student learning simply out of overwhelm and ignorance. Like, it's not a conscious decision. Educators want to do the best stinking thing at every single moment. I try so hard to remind others to not fault educators for the gaps and the things that slip out of our brains that we're like, oh my God, had I had a reminder, I would have never, ever, you know, made that decision consciously. And this allows us to constantly have that very simple, very small reminder to say, how can I celebrate language? Is there a way to incorporate this today that I may not have thought of?
Yes, absolutely. And then, like, again, like we carry so much guilt about a lot of different things. And I think sometimes, again, when we feel like ill-equipped, even like I keep having conversations with districts who are like, we don't know what to do. We are receiving a lot of newcomer students, and this is kind of a newer situation for our school. We don't know what to do, or like, and also we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah. Right? I don't know what questions to be asking.
Right, yes, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, again, the more honest discussion we can have about this, like, we're not bad people. Like, we're hungry for answers and resources and tools. We just, you know, it just sometimes begins with like that dialogue of like, all right, I'd like to start dabbling in this. I'd like to try out some things.
You know, Carly, it's interesting. I know that so many of us love to have the answer. And sometimes it's so much more important for us to not have the answer, but to be able to know the people we can lean on to gather the answers to best support us. So what I'd love to do is have you actually share your personal contact information, but also other organizations that I know you're connected to that might be valuable, because the little challenge of asking about languages in your immediate circle, I think is such a great way for us to get started. And then I'm hoping that they add this into their network so that the educators here in our Teach Better community can continue exploring the amazing resources and people out there to help us be better.
Yes, absolutely. So for anyone who's listening either now with us this morning or later on catching the replay, please use me as a thought partner. Like, that is, again, that's like my whole jam. If somebody sends me a DM or someone sends me an email and says like, hey, Carly, I have a question, I'm like, yes, let's talk. Like, this is the best. So I'm on Twitter. That's probably where I'm like most active. My handle is at Mrs. Venus Class. I'm also on TikTok, but I will tell y'all, like, that is still one that I'm like playing around with. I'm kind of dabbling. I'm being a learner, right? Like, I'm trying stuff out, taking some risks. So I'm on TikTok with the same handle, at Mrs. Spina's Class. And then I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook. And then the organization that I'm currently working for full time is the Illinois Resource Center. And we're across a lot of different platforms too. We're on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook for sure. But really, our whole goal is to support educators and support leaders with tools, with resources, with like thoughts and ideas, considerations for supporting our multilingual students and families and communities. So we do a lot of like free virtual workshops. We also do work in schools and districts. But really our whole goal is to help educators feel supported. Like you're not doing this work alone. All of us are doing this work. All of us are learners in this work. And yeah, we're really like, that's just our whole goal is to connect and uplift and support.
And I know, Carly, I know that we're just so happened to both be based in Illinois, and the nonprofit that you're working for just so happens to have Illinois in the title, but we have a global community here with our Teach Better community. Yeah. They can reach out even if they're not in the state, right? Absolutely. I know the answer is yes.
Yes, absolutely. And again, like we kind of pop in everywhere. Like you said, we have Illinois in our title, but I was just in Missouri recently supporting a group over there. So we go all about virtual and in person. And yeah, we want to support everybody.
And I have to emphasize again, Carly is one of the nicest people that you are going to connect with on social. So please do not be intimidated to send her a direct message, even if it's just to laugh about your shoe choice for the day or to ask for resources. Of all people, I know many of us have anxiety messaging somebody on social media that they don't know or don't have a connection to. Tell Carly that you listen to the Teach Better Today morning show with her. Mention that you're connected with the Teach Better team. Carly is going to be just such an amazing person for you all to connect with. So Carly, I really appreciate you sharing the advice so far on the show. And I know there's so much more to come on a future conversation to be able to have with people.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So good. For everyone else, we hope you have an amazing day ahead, a great weekend ahead as well. And we hope to see you super soon on the Teach Better Today morning show. Don't forget to tune in to our Sunday weekly warm-up, which is also a weekly show happening exclusive in our private group over at teachbettergroup.com. And we'll see you all soon. Have a good day, friends. Bye. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.